Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Phenomenal Life Matters. This is your host, Paula Toby, and today I have a special guest with us. I have with us on air Dorothy Strohhal, and she's going to be sharing with us a mom transformation to freedom and wholeness. Welcome, Dorothy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Well, thank you so much for joining me with your busy schedule. I appreciate it. It was last minute, but I think it's going to be great.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It was my
pleasure.
All right,
so I would love for you to share with us some of the things that you have been learning on your journey, all about freedom and how you help moms gain the ability to actually walk that Christian walk that everybody talks about. And then also use your examples of, you know, kind of life lessons along the way.
Absolutely, would love to share. My walk of freedom's probably not any less typical than any other woman's or mom's. The circumstances in it is different, but, you know, in the instances or the life challenges that I came across are maybe different, but the walk is probably cookie cutter the same because, you know, we all face life challenges and we all have things we have to overcome and deal with. You know, it's just particular circumstances and life challenges may be different. What I realized is there's a difference between being saved and walking in freedom. And I thought it came as a package deal. You know, I was raised in church, and so I thought when you get saved, you know, they talk about having freedom in Christ. They talk about being free now. But I did not realize that that was a process that you go through. And I didn't know what it was or that it was meant to be that way. So, you know, I grew up in church, and I've probably been saved since I don't even know how long. I was young. But I did not know how to live a life of freedom, how to walk that out, how to apply it to my life. So when I actually became so desperate and wrapped in challenges and in the sin that I walked in because I didn't know any different, I realized it was time to find a way to apply some things to make it to where I was living a happy life. You know, I was a good mom. I was a mom of three mm-hmm. children. I had mm-hmm. lived life as a mom. That was one of my dreams. That was one of my goals. I've always wanted to be one. And I had gone to school, taken some child development classes, was running a daycare. So I had tools and teachings and learnings on how to be a good mom. But no one ever taught me how to be a good wife, how to be a good spiritual mom to my children, how to teach them that. No one had ever really given me real application on how to live a life of freedom, of you know, having peace in my mind, of being able to be patient with children. You know, having the ability to live a life of joy, even though not everything was, you know, happy chirping birds and Disney movies, you can still be joyful in how you live and what you do. And so I didn't know how to bring that about or to live it out. So when I was in my darkest hour, and I would say my husband would probably agree it was our darkest hour together, we were literally on the rounds of the divorce, and we both realized that the only thing that were going to keep us together at that particular moment was our children. Now, that is not an excuse. I'm not telling them to stay together for children. What I'm saying was the common denominator of our love at that particular moment, the only common denominator was our love for our children. And that drove us to say we have to do everything we can do. So when I realized that for me, everything I could do was really looking at who I was and what that looked like and what I needed to change, that started my journey. I started doing that. And what I didn't know is just because I believed in the Bible and I believed in the principles of the Bible, I didn't know how to apply those principles to my life. So really my passion is helping women understand what the principles and the application in real life walking out looks like and how that can change and transform your life. Cool.
So give us some examples of some of those lessons that you learned along the way, like with the things that you did. I know that you had one opportunity that put you in the limelight per se, and that probably taught you a lot. And then, of course, another being, you know, being behind your makeup expert, and of course,
right.
Beauty Will Rise.
Well, you know, those were all products of things and tools that God wanted to use me in. They were dreams that I had. They were passions that I had. And, you know, he tells you he'll give you the desires of your heart. You don't always necessarily know what that looks like, and you don't know what it is at the time. But, you know, and you don't really realize he's giving it to you. Like, your makeup expert, I didn't know that's what he was giving me. And it was my desire. And he opened doors that, you know, would have taken me years to plow through and open. And instantly, within two meetings, they were open. I think probably more of what my passion is now in today's time is realizing that when we start to change things in ourselves, and we want to change things, we can change actions, but that doesn't necessarily change our heart and our mind. And really, for me, when I talk to women and tell them they can have freedom in life, freedom is a mindset. It's a mind change. So with Beautiful Rise, which is the organization that I work with for trafficking, the biggest question is, why don't they just leave? They're in a free country. They can do what they want. You know, a lot of the times they're not chained to a bed or locked up in a room. They're out on the streets, and they have a level of freedom to do what they want. But in their minds, they don't have that freedom. They're not free. You know, they have had a mind manipulation and a change to they are limited on what they're allowed to do. They are limited on what access of money or what access of help or what access of freedom to live by, because they've never been exposed, and they don't know that there's more that's tangibly in front of them that they can accept if they chose to. It's the same thing in our lives as women. There is a whole level of freedom, of joy, of peace that we have access to, that we can walk in, but we don't know. And what we don't know, we can't have access to. And we have to be able to be open to have the courage to walk in and through it so that we can gain it. You know, a lot of women that are trafficked, there's organizations that are willing to help them from point A all the way to complete healing and infiltration back into society and having a good life that can be, you know, amazing and successful like yours or mine or just everybody else's. But they are afraid because they've never experienced it. And I'm realizing that a lot of women, including myself, haven't experienced freedom. And so they're afraid of the unknown. And, you know, I've realized that there are things that are very key when you're looking at that mindset, that change, you know, the way that you view your earthly father and the relationship you have with him directly connects with how you view your heavenly father. And you have to address that. Not that, you know, my dad was wonderful. He is an amazing, amazing man. He was a good provider. He was a good dad. But there were things that he was lacking that he couldn't give me. You know, he didn't know I needed them. Or, you know, he made mistakes because he's human. And that directly affected my growth and how to be my heavenly father. Did I realize that? No. But when I did realize it, I was able to then change my mindset and change the way I viewed the Father according to what the Word says. It's the same thing with our mothers. There's wounds that have happened that, you know, that we don't realize have happened, or we do. Maybe we didn't have a good mom. You know, maybe she made major mistakes and we reap the consequences for that. Or, like me, you had a great mom, but there were things that she was lacking that she couldn't give you, and you can't give what you don't have. That's why it's so important in your mom transformation to be able to educate yourself in a balanced life, in health, and, you know, all of the emotional things, in learning new techniques, because what you don't have, you can't give out.
Absolutely.
And for me, that was a spiritual journey. There were things that my mother did not have that she could not give me. And so therefore I didn't have it, so I couldn't give it to my children. When I did gain that, and I did gain the knowledge of that on the spiritual side of it, I was then able to walk in that freely, give that freely, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm giving the spiritual journey of freedom as much as any person will take it. If you will listen, I will tell you. You know, just because not having it, I didn't realize what I was missing. But by having it, I realized that everyone needs it. It's kind of like oxygen and water. And when you're dehydrated, you don't realize you're dehydrated, and you don't realize how much your body totally needs it. But when you're fully full of it, you realize how much your body totally needs it. So that was one of the great things about being able to work with you and to be a part of the Mom Transformation, because if spiritually you can gain freedom through your mind and your actions and your emotions, that's your soul. That's your soul. If you can get your soul free and connected to the Father, because see, here's the thing. Freedom isn't in actions. So like if you have a mom that is struggling with alcohol, or she's struggling with drugs, or she's even just struggling with her actions and how she's treating people, with her temper or selfish anger, or maybe she's a mom that's struggling with giving too much of herself. You know, she's depleting everything she has. When you are struggling with an action, it's not the absence of that action that gives you freedom. It's the presence of your relationship with God that gives you the freedom. Once you have once you have the relationship with God and that presence is there, freedom comes in those areas. I mean, you can cut the branches off the tree all day long, but if you take the tree out by the roots, then you don't have to worry about those branches growing back. And that's what freedom is about. Freedom is about finding out what roots are in us, and we all have them. I mean, I'm not going to be so vain as to say that I don't have any. Even though I've experienced freedom in a lot of areas, they still are there. You know, you have roots of disappointment. You have roots of rejection, not feeling like you're good enough to do things, not feeling like you're a good mom, not feeling like you're a good wife. You have roots of no one will ever accept me for how I am. You know, all of those things will affect you as a mother. They'll affect you as a wife. They'll affect you as a friend. They'll affect you as a woman. They'll affect you in your job. In every area of your life, they affect you. So if you can find out what that root is, what is causing it, is it a wound that was given to you as a child? Is it a wound that you gained, you know, through your mother, through your father, through other people? And it's not a blame game. Hear me. We're not playing a blame game. This is your fault. This is acknowledging where it came in at, and then choosing to say, okay, God, this is what I'm feeling. This is what is happening. What do you say about it? And what are you giving me? And what is your word saying is the truth to this? Because we believe so many lies about ourselves. Here's the funny thing about Satan. He's a liar, but he cannot lie to you. He can't make a lie up. So when I say that, he never created anything. In the Bible, you never read that the enemy created anything. He didn't. He was created. He didn't create anything. So all he can do is take a little snippet of the truth and distort it and lie about it and make it into something it's not. So when we believe certain lies, there's always some level of truth to them. That's why we can believe them. You know, if I told you were a pig, you would be like, I'm not a pig. There is, like, nothing in my DNA that says I'm a pig. But if you make the statement, you eat like a pig, well, okay, you eat.
Right.
And you may eat a lot.
Right.
So then we believe that. But there's that snip of the truth. And what we have to do is dispel and separate what the truth is from the lie, and gauge the truth according to God and his word versus believing the lie that either our head tells us. We are our biggest enemy. Our brain, our eyes, we are our biggest enemy. You know, what if we say, what is society feeding us? What is the enemy feeding us? What are the people we love most feeding us? You know, growing up, I was told I was rebellious once because I was naughty. I was told that I was harsh and blunt and rude and brash. And you know what? Because my family was, my mother was, my aunt was, we were just very straightforward, cut to the chase kind of people. That was a self-fulfilled prophecy in my life. You know, I became that. I was that. And I was okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
After I realized that that's not what God made me as. That's not how he made me. Those were things that people had put on me and that I had grown into and become. It wasn't their fault. They didn't know that's just where I came from. It was a legacy, so to speak. I chose to say, yeah, but God says I can be kind, that I am gentle, that I am caring, that I am loving because I carry his Holy Spirit in me, and that's how he is. And so I became, and I chose to come to agreement with that. So no longer do those words describe me, but I agree to live out and be the words that he describes me as. And that right there is freedom. It's choosing to live and understanding where you're believing these things about yourself or where, you know, the issues that you are coming from, what the root of those are, and asking the Father to say, well, what do you say about that? What do you think about that? What does your word say? If you go, I don't hear from God, his word's right there. It's all written in it. You know, and then, you know, coming into community, like with Phenomenal Mom, and people that can help lead you and guide you into thinking possibly differently, challenging what you were always taught to think about, challenging your mind, challenging, you know, the status quo of what was okay and what was healthy and what was normal, because everybody's normal is different. Everybody's version of healthy is different. And sometimes we need to look at it and go, okay, that may have been the normal, that may have been the healthy that my mama taught me, but what is the normal that I'm going to take on and I am going to choose to believe and I am going to live out and I am going to leave mm-hmm. to my children, you know? What do I want my right. children to know and believe?
Right.
So.
Awesome. That was really, really helpful. So if you were to give a mom a quick tip on something, some action that she can take, what would it be?
For spiritual life?
Yeah, I'm trying to put... Mm-hmm.
If I were going to give a mom... if I were going to give a mom an action to take, I would tell her to know her role. And I say that laughing because I just finished a book called Know Your Role and Shut Your Mouth. And it really talks about what we were created to be. It's like Godly Woman 101, the basics of, you know, Godly Women for Dummies kind of thing. I needed to know what I had in me. What did God make me to be? I know what my mother said I was, and they were good things. Hear me. She said good things. But what did God put in me and create in me to use in me and to give to my right. children and to give to my husband and to live this life out with? What in the core of my DNA did he create in me? And I went down that journey looking for that, and I found it in Genesis when he created Eve, because if we choose to believe that the Bible is truth, then we know that she was the first and that we all came from and through her. So mm-hmm. I went, what did he create Eve to be? And so my journey through that was, what is the core of who I am? And it was really interesting mm-hmm. when I started digging into the Greek and into Hebrew and really finding out the meaning of the words helpmate and companion. I mean, it exploded. There's a book.
mm-hmm.
It's not like helpmate. There's one little definition. There was 10. And when you started mm-hmm. really digging into what all that included and what all we have the ability to affect and what all we have the ability to control and what all we have the ability to do, it really mm-hmm. opened my eyes to the responsibility of using that power for his glory and to help support my husband in his journey and to raise my children in a way that they know that they've got things instilled in them. And, you know, mm-hmm. just because you don't know what's in you doesn't mean it doesn't automatically get used. You know, it's in you naturally, and it's going to come out some way or another. It may come out well. It may come out dysfunctional, depending upon who and what has spoken into your life. If no one, you know, it's just going to come out. It's going to be what mm-hmm. it is. And all of that is filtered through your life experiences and your brokenness. So if you can take
right.
those life experiences, you can take the brokenness and you can take the hurt and you can take the hard and you can let the Father look at it and say, well, what do you think about this? How can I heal from this? And what do you want to put in me? And how do you want to do it the way you want it? That's
mm-hmm.
where you start freedom. That's where you start freedom. It's not about salvation. We're all, I mean, if you have asked Jesus into your heart, you have chosen to be in relationship with him, then you're saved, you know, if you believe that.
Right, right.
It's about freedom, about being able
right.
to live who he originally created you to be. Because what I've learned is God has a plan for all of us and what he wants us to be and how he wants to use us and how he wants our life to look and how he wants us to affect others in that and how he planned it to be. And then the enemy
mm-hmm.
had an alternate plan, just like Eve. God had an original plan for Eve and Adam in the garden. Well, the enemy had a plan too. Because God gave us free will, we get to choose. Well, she got to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to choose and say, hey, God, what do you think about this? You know, I question and wonder if Eve would have stopped and said, hey, God, what do you think about me eating fruit? Where would we be? And what would that look like? You know?
Mm-hmm.
He had already said, don't eat it, you'll die. He gave her the instructions ahead of time. Actually, technically, he gave it to Adam, and then Adam told her. But they knew. But they chose to do something different because they felt they deserved more. And we do that. We do that. We choose differently because we either are ignorant because we don't know or we think we need more when God has put inside of us everything we need. We just have to choose to walk that path and choose to do things differently.
Right, right.
And don't you think that, don't you think that that's really what leads to our wholeness as individuals?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Choice, there's a reason God made us with free will. We have a choice to, we have a choice to address the hard things in our life. We have a choice to learn about how to become different, how to become better parents, how to become healthier, how to have a balanced life. It definitely is a choice. You know, our life is full of them. And it's an intentional living and an intentional choice. So, you know, I was living on auto mode. In other words,
mm-hmm.
I was just not really thinking about who I was or what I was doing. I was living off of what my mom instilled in me, what I thought my morals, quote unquote, were. And just kind of automoting it. And,
right.
you know, I found out that when you just float through life, you get way off of the path that you were originally intended to be on. It's kind of like a boat that's floating in the ocean. Well, when a storm comes,
mm-hmm.
it's going to send you off into left field, whichever way that storm rages, and you're going to be lost going, I don't even know how to get back. I don't know where I am, and I don't know how to get
right.
back where I was supposed to be.
Yep.
And the great
yep.
thing about it is, you know, he always sends people to rescue us and life rafters. And, you know, we have to choose to look for it. We have to choose to be intentional in the direction that we're setting our family, that we're setting our lives, that we're setting our things.
Right.
Amen. I think you're so right, and that really – all of it works together. Everything is being intentional and, you know, using all of our life lessons and everything integrates together. And I truly believe that that's the way God designed it to be all along. However, our society, for some reason, loves to compartmentalize all of our stuff, all of our issues, all of our pains and our sicknesses and our, you know, difficulties. And we don't realize that we truly are and were created to be an integral. Everything flows in and out of everything else. And I feel like we so forget that. Okay, well, what I would love for you to do, we have 3 minutes left. I'd love for you to share with us a little bit more information about you, your site, your book, and then a little bit about the mom transformation stuff.
Okay. Well, I have a blog site right now. called DorothyStrohal.com. It has blog posts on the really hard stuff in life, real application tools on how to deal with loneliness, how to deal with withdrawal, how to deal with hurt, how to deal with all different kinds of things, you know, and what the word says about it. I, as I mentioned earlier, I wrote a book called Your Role and Shut Your Mouth. And that really speaks about what did God make us as in the beginning through Eve, and how do we get there? I mean, how? I mean, in the back, it's got a checklist. I'm that girl that needs a checklist. I need to go, okay, I did A, done. Okay, I did B, done, you know. And so I need that accountability, and that's really what it gives is a self-evaluation to look at yourself and really look at deep, hard things that nobody wants to admit, but we so need to if we want to change things. So that's where that came out of Know Your Role and Shut Your Mouth. You know, and then again, I'm having the honor to hang out and speak with you guys at your mom conferences, which, by the way, are amazing. On the website, on my website, Dorothy Paul, I'll have up a video soon about the last conference that we were at, and that's the cooks and the basics there. That was a little lighter and a little funnier. But, you know, I still love the opportunity to get to speak into women's life through your conference. I think it's a great tool. I think it's something that can change women in masses, just real application tools. You know, I told my pastor the other day, and I love him, I said, I'm so grateful for you because I was tired of being preached at and not given the real life ways of changing things. And the way he teaches and preaches is he gives you the Bible and the Word, but then he tells you how to really apply it out. And so that lifeline for me was key in learning that, oh, that's how you do it, making it tangible, making it relevant, making it real for me to be able to actually do and process and make myself into who I believe God originally intended me to be. You know, not
that's
that
right.
harsh, rude, ugly, mean person that I turned into, but the person that
right.
I am today. And I'm hoping and praying and choosing to continue to grow in that. And I won't be the same person next year that I am today. So,
right, right.
And all because of God's grace. And isn't it amazing?
It is amazing. It is the most wonderful thing. If we ever really grasp the concept of how gracious he is and how much he has really covered us and loved us and saved us throughout our entire life, even when we weren't living for him, even when we were in the deepest depths of our sin and doing the things that were displeasing to his heart, when we really grasp that concept, we will really, really be able to feel the amount that he has for us or have.
That is right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today and giving us all this great information. And for those of you out there that would like more information about Phenomenal Life and or the Mom Transformation, go check us out on the website. Phenomenal is Phenomenal, life.com. And the Mom Transformation is Themom Transformation, TransFormation.com. Thanks, everyone, for joining me and Dorothy, and I hope that you all have a phenomenal week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.